From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. It's a familiar sound today in New England, water rushing down streets. This is flooded Cranston, Rhode Island, in the state worst affected after record rains. Other states are hardly immune. Jean Fox, a town selectwoman from Freetown, Massachusetts, calls the water a cause for alarm.
People born here, lived here all their lives, have never seen water rise to the levels that they currently are at.
Freetown Fire Chief Gary Sylvia says he's keeping an eye on three dams.
They're all stacked, and if one lets go, it cascades next one, which takes the next one, almost like a domino effect.
Forecasters say rivers will continue to run high in the Northeast through the weekend. Rhode Island officials say they hope to reopen flooded Interstate 95 sometime today. President Obama is headed to Portland, Maine today. He's continuing his campaign to explain the benefits of newly enacted health care overhaul. Josie Huang of Maine Public Radio reports thousands of people have reserved spots at the event to lend support.
Nicole Fernald waited 8 hours in a cold drizzle for a ticket to the president's rally. She says she's hopeful the passage of health care legislation will make coverage more affordable for someone like her.
I don't have insurance. I don't work full time. I can't afford to because I'm a full time college student. So I think from what I know that it's going to be a good thing.
But taxpayer rights activists who see the legislation as a costly government takeover of health care say they plan to hold protests before President Obama's speech. Still other activists say they will be there to urge the president to move on to immigration issues now that he's had his health care win. After his stop in Portland, the president will head to Boston for a Democratic National Committee fundraiser. For NPR News, I'm Josie Huang in Portland, Maine.
Stock markets in Asia have been up today on positive economic reports from Japan and China. This is NPR News. The man found guilty of first-degree murder in the shooting of an abortion provider in Kansas faces sentencing today. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports prosecutors are seeking a life sentence with no parole possible before 50 years.
Scott Roeder shot and killed George Tiller at Tiller's church in Wichita last May. During the trial, he calmly talked about how he planned the attack. Tiller was one of a few doctors who performed abortions later in pregnancy, and anti-abortion activists targeted his clinic for decades. Roeder is facing a life sentence. The only question is whether he will be eligible for parole in 25 or 50 years. Vicky Saporta with the National Abortion Federation says Roeder deserves the stiffest penalty.
He has not shown any remorse. He committed first-degree murder and needs to have a sentence that reflects that.
And that's NPR's Kathy Lohr reporting. This is NPR News. A new set of auto fuel economy rules is due to be signed today, the toughest ever. They're aimed at squeezing more efficiency not only from gasoline and diesel vehicles, but from hybrids and electric cars as well. Starting with 2016 models, manufacturers' fleets must average 35.5 miles per gallon. That includes cars and trucks, and it's an increase of nearly 10 miles per gallon over the current standard. President Obama says the new standard will both cut greenhouse gas emissions and save 1.8 billion barrels of oil. Today is officially Census Day in the U.S. Census forms ask respondents who is living at a given address on April 1st. The Census Bureau says that so far, more than half of the 130 million households receiving census forms have returned them. Officials consider that a positive result at this stage in the process. A new poll shows about 85% of Hispanics say they intend to participate in the current census, despite a campaign by some Latino clergy to boycott the population count. And the poll by a Hispanic public officials group shows a higher percentage of immigrants plans to participate, more than 90%, than Hispanics who were born in the U.S. at 78%. A spokesman for the group says Hispanic immigrants appear optimistic, while Hispanics who've been in the U.S. for more than one generation tend to feel burdened by poverty, unemployment, and discrimination. Another bomb has gone off in southern Russia. At least two people are dead. The latest explosion comes just hours after twin suicide bombings killed at least 12 people, including police in the Dagestan region. On Monday, two suicide bombers targeted Moscow's metro system. I'm Paul Brown in Washington.